Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and the show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Monsters, yikes. The trolls are the taunters. Whoever controls the data got the answers. They the one that got the code to the launcher. And they be having dinner with the Pope and the mobsters. They know the cure for the cancer. Cure for the AIDS and they probably kill the Panthers. Put us in the cage, got us living like hamsters. Put us in the dark, but I got me a lantern. Open up my third eye, then I illuminate. Really got a bird eye view, wanna elevate. No Illuminati, baby, I'm God body. The rapture like Blondie, waking up a zombie.
Wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Tell the people, here comes the storm. Wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Ring the alarm, ring 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 the alarm.
Wake up! A wise man said knowledge is king. And you can do anything. Know thyself and you can shine like bling. Know thyself and you're the king of the ring, huh? But they don't teach kids nothing. All they know is iPad, sugar, and they muffin. They don't know division, won't add to nothing. Send them off to prison when you know they did nothing. He in the streets cause he always cutting. The teacher ain't teaching him nothing. All they do is stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him and stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him and stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him with stuff he can't use. So he sell crack, that's what he know to do. His daddy was a hustler, so he hustled too. And that's why you see the little killer in the news. It's kinda like they got us in the trap. It's kinda like they knowing how we act. I'll be like, fuck your fucking laboratory, I am not a rat. I am light, I am God, body wise is a fact. Wake up!
Wake up, wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Tell the people, here comes the storm.
Wake up,
sound the alarm.
Yeah, welcome to Monstrous Radio Live, MLK Day. We're going to do something a little different tonight. Brought to you by Ptolemy Speaks. It's unbelievable.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. I'm about to read you the Reverend Martin Luther King's speech. 50 years ago, a great American, in whose symbolic shadow we stand today, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This decree is a great beacon, light of hope, to millions of Negro slaves who have been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still badly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lies on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. So, we come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cast a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fail heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men, as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note as far as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that that bank of injustice or justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that our insignificant funds in this great vast of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cast this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind Americans of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquility drug of grandulism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and depths of segregation to the sunlight path of racial justice. Now is the time to lead our nation from the quicksand of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of this moment. This sweltery summer of the Negro legitimate, this content will not pass until there is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwind of revolt will continue to shake the foundation of our nation until that bright day of justice emerges. And that is something that I must say to our people who stand on the warm threshold with leap into this palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forgive, conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new millennity which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to distrust all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evident by the presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. They have come to realize that their freedom is intricate, bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. And as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We can't turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as our bodies, heavily with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the city. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro basic mobility is from a smaller ghetto to a larger one. We cannot be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their adulthood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and the Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, no, we are not satisfied and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations, and some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells, and some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom let you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of priest brutality, but you have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi, go back to Alabama, go back to South Carolina, go back to Georgia, go back to Louisiana, go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friends, though even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in America's dream. See, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, swamping with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day in Alabama, with its various races, with its doubling having its lips dripping with the words of interposition and malfactions, one day, right here in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join with hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and every mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountains of despair of stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discord of our nation into this beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring." And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the projects hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightened Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of the Colorados. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, Let freedom ring from the stone mountains of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountains of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from the hill and molehills of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. When we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every city and every hamlet, from every state and from every city, we will be able to stand up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men and Jews and Gentiles, prostates and Catholics, and we'll be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, great God Almighty, we are free at last. Homage to Martin Luther King Jr.
To this day when the Rev speak, I'm just saying, I get the Holy Ghost.
Let me tell
Ghost.
You about the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah.
I mean, wow, you really did your thing on that part. A lot of that speech is a part of the speech. I mean, I heard the I Have a Dream part, but I've never heard the other part. Where did you find
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. You know what? The interesting thing I said when I went to Google and I was like, Google, I was like, there's more to this speech than I Have a Dream. I said, that is what they pull out. That is what they look for. So I said, I typed in, give me the whole Martin Luther King speech. And I read it, and I was like, this ain't what I learned in high school. I never heard
right.
the other parts of it. And I was disgusted, because the other parts, to me, explained so much of what that I Have a Dream meant. It just kind of like engulfed me and let me know that's what it was all about. Knowledge and understanding right there.
Right. Like you said, it totally gives you a whole new feel for the I Have a Dream part after you hear that. And it's I'm probably using this word the wrong way, because you know how I'll be trying to be smart. It's uncanny how that is still relevant today. I mean, don't get me wrong, part of his dream has come true. Part of his dream has come true. I think racially, I think we are way, I think we're further than we were before. I'm not saying everything is all copacetic, everything is lovely, but I think we're in a different place than we were in 63. Talking about like as in relations, like here's an example. I live in a neighborhood in 63, black folks couldn't be in this neighborhood I'm in now. You know what I mean? There's places we can go that they wouldn't, we would have great opposition against us trying to get in there or whatever, whatever. So that's what I mean by, you know what I mean? I think, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, blacks and whites didn't get along back then, but compared to how they make it seem, I think we probably get along a lot more now than before. I don't know. I didn't live in 63, get it? But that's the vibe that I'm getting, you know. I mean, do you think part of his speech or, you know, part of his speech, the first part is still relevant today? Do you think part of his dream came true and what we still need to work on?
Okay, so the part where he kept saying 100 years, I just was like, we're still in 100 years. Like, when is the 100 years going to end? Yes, we've come a long way from his speech. Yes, we have rights to education, but they're still not conducive to us. Yes, we still have now rights to use the water fountain. We still have, you know, we have rights to go to any hotel, but the intentions behind their behavior towards us and the spirit of malice and hate towards us and the disrespect is still there. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the rudeness of, I come in, but you're not going to greet me the same way you greet that white person. You're going to consider that I don't have the same money as that white person. So to me, the difference is it was real blanketed. It was in your face. You couldn't do it, you know, or it was frowned upon. Like now, they're once again, it's back in your face and it's frowned upon, but they still have to give us our credit because they can't treat us the same way like they could before. But to me, we're still not free. To me, we put our own selves in bondage. To me, we're still the material, going for material prosperity instead of knowledge prosperity or giving back. To me, we're still being chained. And we are still exiled. And we're still, the conditions today are still not where they should be, but far enough to live peaceably and not have to go through all. But just think about this, though. And then I'll, you know, just think about it. The marches that we have against police brutality are the same marches that they did. The same things that, you see what I'm saying? It's just now. It's just now. The same things of injustice that they fought for, they had more people that was in the forefront to speak on it. We don't have that now. We don't have the Martins and the Farrakhans and the Malcolm X's that can freely speak like they did. We don't. We have those people who are now speaking out that are looking for handouts from cash. How you going to pay me? What am I going to do to get there? We don't have that. We don't have those ones that are speaking up and speaking out, because they'll be silenced too quickly now in other ways.
Right. I mean, I think we do have a couple. I can't think of their names right now, but I know a few freedom fighters, as I say right now. But I think part of their ineffectiveness, I think what they're doing is great. But I think where they're kind of lacking is in the middle of it, sometimes they preach. They speak against separation. Speaking against, you know, I mean, people separating against da-da-da, but then at the same time, they'll say something that's about separation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah.
So I think sometimes that's where it is. But, yes, there is a lack of the freedom fighters that there was back then. I think a lot of times is, one, it's the youth is being fed something different than what we was. We learned a lot of things from our parents. Not TV, social sites and things like that, doing the malice, da-da-da. Back in the day, if you did something like beat somebody up, your parents would have whooped your ass.
Your parents and those who you did it towards. Let's be 100.
Right. Right. But I think what happened is, let's keep it 100. The government assassinated, imprisoned, a lot of the freedom fighters back in the day. It's proven documentary. This is not me just pulling stuff out, trying to be like, oh, ha, 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 ha. No, this is proven documentary. You guys can look it up anywhere. Google, Netflix, anywhere. You can look it up. You dig? But they assassinated, imprisoned a lot of them. Assassinated as in, like, them and their character, all kinds of things. So I think now and today people are scared. You dig?
Yeah.
I mean, let's keep it 100. As soon as you say something another group don't like, they attack you for it. They go after you, da-da-da, da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of hard. but there's guys out there. Unfortunately, I can't think of their names, and I, like, follow some of them. I share some of their videos in, like, an OG group on Facebook. But I just can't think of their names right now. But they're not getting nationwide coverage that, what you call it, that Malcolm, Martin, I can't think of some of the other guys that they were getting back then. But the media is different now. The government owns a lot of it. You know what I mean? A lot of the news back then was, like, really people trying to get the word out there. That's what I used to see back in the day, journalists being threatened to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I mean, they're getting assassinated and all that other stuff. You don't see that today. They're not pushing the issues like that no more because they're on a network that won't let them push nothing like that. You know what I mean? There's no really rogue independent networks. That's what we want to be, but, you know what I mean, you just got to have the support for things like that. They just talk about what's
Absolutely.
Real.
Absolutely.
Nobody backing it, da-da-da, this is real. So...
Actually, now, don't get me wrong. When I say that I know there's ones that are out there. You know what I'm saying? I know they're doing what they need to do, and I know they're asking, well, what are you doing? I think everybody now is doing something in their own right that's different. But I think now, more than ever, we need to make an impact, though. What is your impact doing? What is your dream? Some people have stopped dreaming. they don't dream anymore. They don't believe in anything anymore. They stop, and especially this generation.
Right.
If they can't
see part of it
right away, they don't want it.
Right. Right. Well, I think too, partially, sorry, I didn't mean to bust in there on you, but I think too is we went through this era of individualism, whether it be men, women, everybody is, fuck everybody else. What about me, 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 me? I'm just doing me, 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 me. It's not a collective thing anymore.
No.
Let's keep it 100. A lot of us don't scream black power until the opposition is standing on our throat. We're not with it until then. Keep it 100. We too busy partying, doing all that other stuff. We're not talking about power to the people until he's standing on your throat, and now you want to join, and it's probably only for a couple of weeks. Here's a great example: the whole Gucci boycott. I'm not dissing nobody. Mm-hmm. Everybody live your life, whatever, whatever. Even though I should be dissing you and making you stand up for something. But here's an example.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing shade on nobody, people. I'm just using this as an example, but it's real life examples. The Gucci boycott. I was at a concert during the Gucci boycott. I see Wayne on stage with a Gucci shirt. I see videos with Floyd Mayweather talking about, I wear what I want to wear. You understand what I'm saying? There's no collective anymore. Everybody's me,
mm-hmm.
me. There's artists that was going to perform at the Super Bowl talking about some, I need my money. I understand that, but I got to feed my kids. You can't feed your kids no other way.
Yeah.
It's a point we're trying to make here. I think we started out boycotting the NFL about the whole situation. But I'm done. Go ahead. Sorry.
Right. I was just getting ready to say, you know, talking about the NFL, when Kaepernick, you know, took a stand, and how his life from football isn't the same, but his life has flourished, and he's, you know, done, you know, wonderful things behind the scene. You know, he became that person who said, I'm going to make a stand. I'm going to take a stand for something. You know, there was other players who took a stand in some way, but we didn't pay attention until it went to a sport that the majority of people, you know, love to watch, that African Americans watch. You see what I'm saying? There were some people
mm-hmm.
who don't stand or don't put their arm to their chest, and at like hockey and baseball, there was players. They showed it. But as
mm-hmm.
soon as it went to the majority of African American in that sport, now we have an issue, because now you're saying you want to unify all these black people that I have a hold on to say, if you do it, we're going to get your money. Now, if they would have took that opportunity to me to stand unified, it would be a whole different ball game right now going into the Super Bowl. But because they wasn't willing to let go of the material things, we still stand here and he's still not playing. And then they want to do the cat and mouse game. Oh, he's practicing. He's not practicing. Oh, we want him. We don't want him. He will always know how to play football because that's a gift from God. He was blessed with that. But he can take his talents and do anything else behind the scenes that will help the next person who wants to take that step to say, hey, it's up to you. The next kid, you know, in this generation, say, you ready to do that too? Let me show you how to get through the heartache. Let me show you how to get through the pain. Let me show you how to get through the trials and tribulations, because it's going to hit you if you decide to take that stand. So I think we have, like, pockets of it,
mm-hmm.
and the pockets make a difference. I just feel once we have a united front, man, they know they're standing on our heads. See, white folks know that if they can keep us oppressed, they know. They know if we stand together, they know it's over. But black folks don't believe that because it wasn't taught. All we saw was this, or I just need that. We wasn't taught that if we come together truly, that we can make a difference. We really can. Because the things that we have inside of us that they took us from Africa from, period, it doesn't go away. We just don't tap into it. We want to think that it doesn't exist. Oh, baby, your greatness does exist. Now let me show you how
right.
to bring it out of you. And I think that's why I'm so hard on my kids at my school, on my African-American kids.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm real hard on them. I know I am. I think I'm more hard on them than I am my white kids. I know I am. But I look at them, and I said, there's greatness inside of you. Don't squander it for a fight. Don't squander it for some social media. Don't do that. If the world was in and they took education away, would you be able to live? And every last one of my African-American kids said, no. I have a problem with that.
Right. Yeah. And I moving into other part of the show, but I just want to point back to Kaepernick just real quick. When we're talking about the fight, let's put it like this. When we're talking about the fight, don't get me twisted. There's a time and place for everything. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
But don't get me wrong. Do I think it might have been the wrong place to do it because it was at his job? Yes. But there's a clause in there, disclaimer. I have to stand with him because he stood for what was right. He just wasn't doing no bullshit. He wasn't trying to put no mixtape out. He did it for what was right, something that was that's a real plague in America. Now, this is what we need, the rest of us, that fight to say, I'll give up a multi-million-dollar job a year for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I took that pause for a reason. The fight needs to be in all of us so deep. We would give up a multi-million-dollar job for the cause. I know a lot of y'all are like, fuck that, yeah. And that's where
Absolutely.
Our problem is.
And that's the problem. And I heard it. As soon as you said it, I got chills on one hand. And on the other one, I was like, that's some bullshit. Ain't nobody going to do that. And that's so sad. That's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you if some white folks, a bunch of old white folks were sitting around, they'd be like, sure, because I know when I come back to you, my brother, you'll give me $1,000 or $100,000. I know my brother over there, it'll be a promise. I'll owe you my life, but you'll give it to me. See, they know how to stand in stuff, in that, in this. They do. They know. And they will cash in. Oh, we just don't have trust. We have trust issues. We have trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why. But... Man, I understand why. I mean, all African American people have trust issues. I mean, they're so rooted so deep that sometimes it takes the greatness from them because they don't want to try something different. And they hide behind not wanting to trust nobody because it's easier that way. It's easier not to it's easier not to trust somebody and be like, well, I don't trust you, so I'm not going to believe in you. Or I'm not going to trust you, so I'm not going to be with you. Or I'm not going to trust you because I don't trust. But if you go past that and see what aren't you trusting? You got to go past that. Because sometimes it may be just your own stuff that you ain't trusting, that you see that you ain't trusting yourself to get past it. And that's what stops you, not the trust of someone else, but the trust you have within yourself.
See, I keep trying to go to a song. You keep saying some real stuff. Should we just go to another song, or should I say my little comment?
Let's go to another song. All
right. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm going to play now.
Homage, y'all. Right, homage. This is homage to MLK. Okay. While you're playing, let's tell them can join in on the conversation.
Yeah, go ahead. Let me see what I can find right quick. Yeah, let them know the number.
I'm telling you, 563-999-3411. Tonight, y'all, we are spitting knowledge about would Martin Luther King be happy about what he sees right now? Like, come on, y'all. Come in, chime in. We're talking about a whole bunch of stuff. This is kind of like an open dialogue night tonight. We're paying homage to MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. What you got for us, DJ Monster? Come through. Come through.
We dropping knowledge. Talking to you, young man.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake, young man. Monster, you're great. Okay,
sit down, let me tell you how it's supposed to be. How they told me. Young man, if you wanna make God smile, make plans, you got to be ready. You don't understand right now, young man. You gon' have to stand for something. Beautiful boy, got it from your mama. Think she looks good. You might get a sister by the
time you get the picture. If you want a woman this good, you gotta clear your system. And it's alright. If you need to cry, you got my permission. You can do anything in the world if you listen like a young man. Sit down, let me tell you how it's supposed to be. How they told me, say, young man, if you wanna make God smile.
Central Standard Time, that's 8 o'clock on the East Coast. I believe that's 5 o'clock on the West Side. So, y'all know the number, like she said, it's 563-999-3411. It's Monstrous Monday on MLK Day. You can hit us up. You can talk about what we talked about. You can start a discussion, but, you know, let's try to keep it on MLK today. You know what I mean? Keep it related. How do you feel? Like she said, how do you feel Martin Luther King would feel in today's era about where we're at now? If he woke up today, right now, what would he say about what's going on and where we at? Mm-hmm. Get it? All right.
Yeah.
That's what we on. All right. Let's see. You think the Rev would be mad if we did some Who's Bumping, some entertainment news? Look,
I ain't even feeling no entertainment news. I ain't even feeling that today because you know what? It's just, No. We will reconvene that tomorrow, okay? We will reconvene with who's up and who's getting fat tomorrow. What's known as the gossip news, because right now Martin Luther King don't give a fuck about no gossip news. It's a hot mess. Just know what I was going to read was a hot mess, okay? It was a hot, hot mess. Okay, and that's what's out there. Hot ass mess. Just mess. Mm-hmm. When are we gonna get past the mess? But mess is what sells.
Okay.
Mess is what keeps our show and us going for about 2 hours. We could talk about mess for 2 hours.
I mean, how are you feeling right now? I mean, what do you want to speak on? Because I mean, you just put cuss words in the Reverend's mouth. It is what it is, so I know you want something. What's going on? Like, okay.
He don't. Come on. He don't. Like, he's not. Okay. Like,
okay.
The interesting thing, I know Red was a man. You know, he was a man before he got, he was a very smart man. Like, people don't know that Martin Luther King is not Martin Luther King's first name. He changed his name.
Mm-hmm.
That Martin is his middle name. Like, he was very smart. He was like,
right.
It was almost like the person he was like designed just for who he is. Like, he graduated early. He his life moved so fast because it knew it was going to be over so quick. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when God, and I'm going to put God in there because, you know, when he's moving us fast, you know what I'm saying, at a fast pace, we slow it down because we so scared of what we doing. We so scared of our talent. We're so scared of our abilities. We're so scared of it working because we was brought up, and I'm talking about us in the generation, that stuff is going to have to, something's going to fail because it's going too good. No.
Right.
It's going, and if it's progressing how it's supposed to go, we slow the process down. But remember, we can't slow a moving train down. We could put roadblocks in there. It's going to hit it. But why would you do that when, if you get everything inside you, trust what's inside you, and don't worry about what happened to you, because that makes you stronger. Your progression can go faster, and it's okay if it's fast, because we ain't guaranteed a wake-up call tomorrow anyway. But we so busy, don't want to do it, just do it. That's your dream. Do it. What is your dream?
Right.
Like, if we did a poll, we should do a poll tomorrow and ask folks what their dream is, or are you still dreaming? Have you stopped dreaming? How many people do you think will know what a dream is?
That's a good question.
Have you
lived
out your dream?
Statistics or nothing, but that's it. Right.
Can you live in your dream? Will you allow hurt and pain and trauma and depression and anxiety and everything else to stop your dream? Okay? Like, what is your dream? Do you even know what your dream is? Have you thought about your dream? Do you dream in color? Do you dream? Like, do you dream? Or have you stopped dreaming?
Here's what, I don't know how you dropped the seed in my head when you said that part, because I don't think nobody's ever asked me nothing like that before. Can you live in your dream? Whoa, that's deep right there. I mean, think about it. A lot of people be like, okay, would you say we're in the music industry, right? At one point, I wanted to be like how Jay-Z is, or who's hot right now, DaBaby, Wayne Status. You know what I mean? I wanted to be that. Nobody ever asked me, "E, can you live in that dream?" You understand? Like you said, will my anxiety, will my life baggage catch up to me? Will I be able to pay attention, pay my taxes, and have the right people on my team and know who to hire, who to trust, who not to trust? Because you know, you meet a lot of people coming up in the game. Some of them ain't worth it. It is what it is. But nobody ever asked me nothing like that. I mean, could you live in your dream? How would you handle it? It were relationships and da-da-da, and you know what I mean? Because a lot of people say it don't, but money can change people or bring out the real you.
Yeah. But then, E, let me go a little step further. Can you live once that part of your dream is done and you got to go live your life in a different part of your dream? Because dreams progress, right? They don't end.
Right, right.
I mean, they come to a chat, like everything comes to an end and a new beginning. So once that dream is fulfilled, you have one dream. I just got one dream, and that is to marry. No, you gotta marry what and do what. And once that dream is over, can you dream again? Can you build on it? It's like, can you ask yourself those hard questions about dreaming?
Right, right. We over here making it sound like it's a bad dream, like dreaming is bad, like it's a bad movie. Like you said, what do you want? Oh, I want to get married. And then, boom, the devil sends you Quasimodo. You know what I mean?
Well,
no,
that would be your choice, because you got to remember, God sends you your mate, your soulmate, and your rib, and you will know how they are by how they treat you, how they complete you, how you will know. We always go for what we think is we need the opposite, and we need this, and we need that. No, no, God will tell you, look up, that's her. But you got to see, the thing is, you got to trust that, though. Look up, that's her.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, what? No, that can't be. She ain't nothing I would talk to. She ain't nothing I would look at. She ain't no, that ain't her. That is, we will make it. No, that ain't him. That he too light, he skinny, he fat, he bald-headed, he got a tummy. We'll make all excuses. And then we'll go past him. And then we'll go get a like you said, a wooka-booka. Swear to God that we in love with them, and they hurting our feelings left and right. And then God be like, I told you that's your mate. And then guess what? That person that you said, no, I don't like him, y'all become the best of friends, and then she finds somebody else because God be like, you took too long. I told you, boy, look up. I told you, girl, look up. But
right.
That's all neither here nor there. Okay, so on this day, I also did a spoken word called Dream, and the Soul of Me Speaks, Miss Unbelievable, EK. So we have like 8 seconds, and I just want to read it, and I want you to tell me what you think so we can, because it's called Dream.
Right, and sorry, just quick correction, 8 minutes. 8 minutes, but yes, you got the floor.
8 minutes. Sorry, 8 minutes. My bad. So here's the Soul of Me Speaks coming from her way of embodying Martin Luther King Jr. To dream, is that too much to do? To dream, is that setting myself to reach the impossible? Believing in the impossible? The invincible forces that set the dreams in motion? To dream, to trust in yourself when no one else will? Throw caution to the wind and ride the waves of my imagination? Faith and confidence? What? To dream, is that to listen to my inner voice that says, you can do anything you set your mind to do? You are more than enough. You got this. No worries. To dream, is that to embody the famous quote such as, when I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less important whether I'm afraid. Andre Lorde. Or it takes courage to look in the mirror and see past your reflection to who you really are when you take off the mask, when you're not performing the same old routines and social roles. It takes courage to ask, how did I become so well adjusted to injustice? Cornel West. Or our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be? Brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Miss Williamson, allowing these words to form, create, and produce my steps of my destiny. To dream is to birth and manifest my purpose without fear and without limits. Let your dreams be limitless. Dreams become reality. Reality becomes real. Real becomes income. Income becomes future. Future is your forever. So never stop dreaming.
Again, tell the people where can they find your book at. Give them the link.
The Soul of Me Speaks. And you can find me on Facebook, SOM, Miss Unbelievable, and Lulu.com. type in the Solomon Speaks, the Solomon Speaks 30 Day, and the Solomon Speaks Volume 2. Whew.
Right. Yeah, I love when you do your thing. You always put me on something new. I'm always inspired by like five or six things when you do your readings. It is what it is. Man, you really, really do your thing. So, yeah, I love, you know, when you, you know, do it here on the air. But also, you know, that book. That book, everybody's mm-hmm. loving that book right now. I'm just saying
yeah.
it is what it is. Everybody's loving that book right now. I see so many pics in your page, da-da-da-da-da-da. So, Big Monster, salute to you. Keep doing your thing. Keep
you.
Dreaming.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So
I must say, I was a little girl who always did dream. I was a little girl who always did dream. But I dreamed in color.
Ooh, I like that. before I opened up the line, I mean, did you dream of being an author? Or is that just something you came upon, just, you know, natural gravitation?
No, actually, I dreamed of being a psychologist. And the crazy thing is I did that, and I said, what next? And I got to tap into every last talent of mine, and all of a sudden, it just, I could hear, like, words. I could see words, and so I decided to just put them down, and this is what I came up with. My next dream right now, I want to write a film. I want to write a movie. My next dream. I want to write a movie.
Okay. That would be dope. All right. That would be dope. So, all right. I'm going to go ahead over here and open up the line right quick. I don't know if you was dreaming. Like, maybe you need to go see a psychiatrist. Maybe that's really what it was. I don't know. Some days you need help, Shorty. 763.
Oh, wow.
We got our Monster It's Radio.
Hi, Monster.
Hey, what's good?
You're choking already, man?
No, I'm over here laughing. You know, I did that like real smooth. Like, you see how I threw her under the bus and then hurry up and open up the
uh-huh.
line so she can't come back with a comment. So how you doing?
Yeah, it's good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girlfriend, what's up, Miss Unbelievable?
What's happening, crackin' lackin'?
I just threw up in my mouth.
Man, you're crazy.
You're crazy. How about that?
Coach, I don't know.
Now, last time, I know we ain't talked to you in a long time. It's been a while. You know what I mean? Hopefully,
yes,
you had happy holidays and stuff. But I know you like going to concerts and stuff. You been to any concerts lately?
I'm going to a concert this year on May 2nd. It's at Kenny Chesney. It's at the U.S. Bank Stadium. And then my mom and I are going to Paris, France in April.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Don't you got family over there?
Yeah, my mom's cousin.
I'm doing too much. I'm putting all your info out there.
yeah, that's what my PC Karen said. I always like to put all my information on. I always like to put my information
on. So, did you enjoy your MLK Day?
Yeah, I did.
Do anything special?
No, I went to our day program, and now I have to go to bed early because I have to wake up early tomorrow morning at 4 to work.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good thing to show in because, yeah, you got to get up early. And it's cold that early. Ooh-wee.
Jeff, But I heard it's going to be getting nicer out, like in the 30s.
Right, okay. That's a heat wave around here in the 30s, in case y'all don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, all right. So, anything else you want, or is there anything you want to put in the air before we get up out of here? Because we are at the end here.
Well, yeah, I heard that Justin Bieber's coming here. Hopefully, he came here one time before and he didn't. He came here one time before and he didn't. He canceled it, the concert. So I wasn't sure. Hopefully, huh?
So he put a little Wayne on y'all?
No, I said Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's what Wayne was doing at first. He would say he come into the Twin Cities, but his ass don't show up. Yeah,
and then he's still
kidding. All right.
Yep.
So, okay. Then you're going to... All right. Well, yeah, okay. That should be a good concert. Yeah. No, I'm going to ask
you
more questions.
Crazy,
we're supposed to get
man.
Up out of here. All right,
yep.
You got any shout-out?
No, I like Miss Unbelievable. She's a sexy woman.
Hey. Yes, I am. Thank you, Mama. Thank y'all.
Sexy Mama, sexy woman, you.
Whatever. Go to our Facebook page. I'm telling you now. Them is all filthy. She looks like Quasimodo.
Yeah, you're an handsome man, too, the E-box.
Quasimodo son.
You probably have a six-pack. You're a six-pack.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. I'm not going to do no last words because I know Miss Unbelievable going to get me. She's probably going to get me good, too. So we're just going to go ahead and ride up out of here. We're going to do it just like that. Just like that. Get it? Just like that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's okay. We got tomorrow. Take over Tuesday. I'm taking out a whole month. Over. Watch. Over. See you.
All right. Hey.
Hey. Watch.